the coaching carousel got a spin yesterday as Joe Lusk is taking over the girls program at Hanover Horton, long time at Michigan Center, highly successful. And we tracked down Joe this morning. Joe, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us about how this all came about.
Well, I thought after COVID kind of nipped our run to the state, which I figured we could get in the state finals that year, I thought about it. And then I met with, of course, the girls after that, and you get the you can't leave me in my senior year, and that was coming from Shay Tripp, and I'm like, you always have one of those girls, and
sure.
Well, I think just the shadow of doubt and scrutiny into communication in practice drills and all the way down to how you condition, it's time to get out of the way, I think. And I didn't actually, I had a little domestic conspiracy here at home. My wife and daughter kind of prodded me to go that direction. I have grandkids coming up in Hanover, so.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I was planning on leaving, but this other Hanover thing came up, and I have some ties out there, and in a pretty good relationship with Andy, and Andy Birch, he was doing some good things out there, and hopefully I can continue and in that direction.
Yeah, it's been kind of a struggling program, whereas you're leaving a program that was one of the best anywhere for a long time.
Yeah, maybe I can find out if it was if I go out and we become very successful out there, I can find out if it was me or is just lucky and in the right place at the right time.
Well, you did have some great girls, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yep. Going back, actually, I started when my daughter was in fifth grade. And I actually told this story at Scott Furman's funeral. She came home and said we were playing at Vandercook in a tournament, and I was coaching them. And I was like, oh, that's probably not a good idea because I know how I am, kind of OCD. And then it carried on until Furman asked me to be his assistant because I'd spent some time with those girls, and I told him that's not a good idea, but here I am. And it just kind of continued from there.
Well, you helped Scott for a number of years, and boy, you had some great teams back then.
Yep. We had some really good runs.
So what's the game plan at Hanover, Joe? Do you know much about the girls out there?
And I've always told Andy this. We talked quite a bit last year. They had a little trouble scoring, but and it goes back to when I stepped in for Scott. He had some family members in the hospital, and so I coached out there. That was back when Lacey was coaching. We were up 22 with like 3 minutes to go, and they just don't quit. The girls got fight in them, so hopefully we can use that. And we ended up leaving that game. They hit a three at the buzzer, and we ended up walking out of there with a one-point lead. So I've always complimented on Andy. Their kids they don't quit. It doesn't matter what the score is. They just don't quit.
Well, Andy was a good player there, and he's going to take over the boys' program. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, that'd be good where I can we can talk and collaborate and get to know the girls and find out which way he was heading and maybe continue some of that. He was making some progress out there, I think, and he did text me the other day and said they had some pretty good players coming up. And
Well, they're Joe. They're pretty spoiled. Their basketball out there.
Yeah. Well, and from this conspiracy at home, I'm planning on getting my daughter involved in that, some of the youth stuff, and she's actually, that's kind of where it started. I think they were trying to get her to put in for it since she's right out there, and she's going to school right now, so it just, the timing part of it wasn't very good.
So, what do you do this this summer? Are you able to practice with this COVID thing? How's that all working?
Yeah. He has a summer schedule he was going to send me, so I just transitioned because I'd made some commitments at Michigan Center. I just transitioned some of that over. If they could find somebody, I told them if they could find somebody, otherwise I'd have fulfilled that commitment, but. I talked with Brady Cook a little bit about it, and he did find some people, and so I kind of transitioned all the stuff that I had scheduled here, and just got to get with them. The assistant coach out there was doing some of the Hanover stuff, so just a matter of getting around. Yeah, COVID's lightened up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're still having some tournaments and stuff. I just don't know what they had scheduled from this point. We're still in that transition period.
Well, it'll be interesting, won't it?
Yeah.
Joe Lusk.
It's over, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. Good luck.
You bet. Thank you.
Good luck. Joe Lusk taking over the girls' basketball program at Hanover. Andy Birch, who was running the girls, moves up and is taking over the boys program at Hanover. And they're looking for a new coach, though they probably won't take too much time, I would think, at Michigan Center.